Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unfiltered Marketing, 5 Rules to Win Back Trust, Credibility, and Customers in a Digitally Distracted World, by Stephen Denny and Paul Leinberger, forward by Brian Solis, narrated by Walter Dixon. Forward. May I have your attention? Strike that. Intention, please. Long gone are the days of brand style guides, messaging by committee, jargon, and communications and sales techniques. Stephen Denny and Paul Leinberger are about to take you on a journey to win your trust. But before they can do that, they have to earn your attention. And before they can do that, you have to believe that by giving them your time and focus, they will help you learn something so valuable, something you don't already know or believe you need to learn, or that they offer something more compelling than you can figure out for yourself. The only chance that they have to succeed in winning your trust is to be raw, unscripted, and real with you. If you think about it, the same is true for the people you're trying to engage in your work. If you're listening to this book, you probably have something to say or sell or teach. You're hoping to reach a desired audience and help them understand that by connecting with you, they'll be better for it. But ask yourself, why should anyone trust you? Why should anyone give you their attention or give you the gift of earning their trust? If you take one more step down the rabbit hole, you'll see that your audience is also hoping to reach their audiences, and so it continues. Everyone has something to say, but very few believe they have something to hear. We live in a world where audiences have an audience of audiences. But what happens if no one is listening and everyone is talking? What happens when no one is learning and everyone is teaching? The answer is nothing helpful or productive. Somewhere along the way, we've all come to believe we're entitled to an audience. The democratization of information, media, and connections introduced unprecedented power. But with that power should come great responsibility. Instead, we became enamored by access, reach, and reactions. We exchanged attention for distraction. We collected responses and followers like they were coins spilling out of a slot machine. We traded openness, compassion, and empathy for the illusion of popularity and influence. We became convinced that our audience was there to support our views and beliefs, lift us up, support us in times of need, and validate how we see ourselves and how we want others to see us. All of this became not only
sample complete. Ready to continue?